I dig your colors, girl. Shades of life, a lot of you. Tell me what you see through your eyes of changing hue.
Hello, colour. Welcome back to the most vibrant podcast around. I'm Mumtaz Begum Hussein, and colour is my superpower. It's not an invisible one. It's very much on view. Colour is everything to me, and I've even written a book called Hello Rainbow, Finding Happiness in Colour. This podcast is an extension of that book, diving a little deeper into different aspects of colour. We're now on episode 6, and if you're a regular listener, you'll know that I've been mentioning the therapeutic benefits of colour a lot. Well, this week I'm going to rewind a bit and explain a bit more about what colour therapy is. I'm a colour therapist, and I advocate the use of colour to improve our well-being. But what does that actually look like and feel like, and how can you apply the principles of colour therapy into your own life? You're about to find out. You may be familiar with complementary and alternative therapies. Now, they're a way of treating different ailments and conditions in a more natural way without the use of drugs or Western medication. Examples are things like aromatherapy, sound healing, Reiki, and acupuncture. Well, colour therapy comes into the same category. In colour therapy, colour is applied to the body to treat conditions. And these can be emotional, physical, or mental. Colour therapy is also referred to as chromotherapy. It works by using light waves in the form of colour, which are then used to treat the body. In colour therapy, 7 main colours are used, which correspond with the colours of the rainbow. Now, these are invisible, but they're located throughout our body from our head to our feet. And when these energy points become blocked, we can become unbalanced, which can lead to different health conditions and problems. Colour therapy proves that colour has healing properties. And though it may not be able to cure major illnesses, colour therapists use colour to alleviate mental blocks, improve health conditions, speed up recovery, boost creativity, and show people how to use colours for healing, to help them relax, and even to give them a layer of protection. What I like about colour therapy is that it has ancient roots. This isn't a newfangled craze. Colour therapy was used by the ancient Egyptians and is recognised in Indian Ayurvedic practice and traditional Chinese medicine. It's also non-invasive, so there's no pain involved. And though therapists and experts are trained to deliver colour therapy, I believe that colour therapy is accessible to all. We can all take measures in our daily lives to ensure that we're getting enough colour to maintain our own balance and harmony. So, how does it work? How can you apply colour to your body? Well, hopefully it's reassuring to know that there's no mess involved. We're not talking applying body paints or anything like that. It's much more basic. It's literally light. Some colour therapists use light boxes as part of their treatment, and they may change the colours of it by using filters and carry out their treatments in rooms where the light changes colour. I've also seen colour therapy done with a torch and using colourful cellophane sweet wrappers, where the wrapper is wrapped around the torch head, creating a colourful beam. These can be applied to the body. So, if you had an injured finger, for example, you could apply the right colour along with good vibes to ensure the injury heals quicker. Oh, and the good vibes are very important. Never underestimate the power of positive thinking. Some therapists use their intuition and their own spiritual energies to send colourful vibes to someone, and it can have deeply powerful effects. I'm not at that stage myself, but it's something I hope that with experience I can work towards. I've met natural-born healers who have this powerful gift, but I've also heard that some people believe we all have intuitive healing powers. It's just that we need to exercise them more. This is a good moment to pause and think about your own sense of intuition. Does it exist? Do you feel that you could exercise it more? If you want to see what coloured lights feel like, you can buy a multicoloured bulb, which is what I have. I have these Wi-Fi bulbs that change colours depending on my mood and the time of day. So, does colour actually work? If colour has such healing properties, then why isn't it offered by health services? Well, in the Western world, non-Western medicines have never been taken seriously, but that doesn't mean that they're not effective. Colour therapy is a vibrational therapy. It travels in light waves. Other vibrational therapies include sound therapy, music therapy, scent therapy. Now, have any of these things ever made you feel better? Music, smell, colour? If the answer is yes, then you know how powerful they are. Colour is absorbed through our skin, and therefore it can affect every cell in our body. I love wearing colourful clothes as it brings me joy, but it's only partly due to the aesthetic. Because having colour on your skin does affect how you feel, and that's why it's so good to wear different colours and to mix them up to experience the different energies. There are a number of daily practices that colour therapists use, including drinking solar charge water and doing colour meditations. I've explained how to do both of these things in my book, Hello Rainbow, Finding Happiness in Colour. Do try them out and let me know how you get on. They are easy and accessible ways to introduce colour into your life without wearing clothing. So if that's not your thing, then there are still different ways that you can benefit from colour therapy. So that's a brief overview of what colour therapy is and how it works. As this is a bite-sized podcast, I won't go into any more details for now, but I will be recording episodes that pick up on different aspects and go into more details over the coming shows. So do subscribe so that you don't miss them. Thank you for listening. Now, don't forget, you can get in touch with me with any questions about colour. Whether you have a colour dilemma, want to ask me about the specific colour, or simply say hello, drop me an email or contact me on social media at MomTazBH on Twitter and Instagram. Now you'll find the spellings and other details in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, then do please consider leaving a review. It really helps other people find the show. Have a wonderful week and stay colourful. Hello Colour is presented by Momtaz Begum Hussein. The show's theme tune, I Dig Your Colours, is composed by Cellophane Company, a three-piece band based in LA, London and Tokyo. You can find them on Spotify and Apple Music, where you can listen to the track in full on their EP, Colour Theory. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.